Good evening, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick. Happy to be with you at CenturyLink Field in Seattle, Washington. The Seahawks are 7-4, desperate in their playoff hunt. This is the kind of test the Eagles need.
That Seattle week was very emotional. A lot of people knew that we didn't do well going out there the last couple years I've been here. We were 11-1 going into it.
Wilson back. Wilson hit. Wilson sacked by Brandon Graham. Wilson back again. Barry, they got him. That time it is Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett. He's lucky. He steps up. He pumps. He is floating it for Aguilar. Touchdown, Aguilar! Wilson takes the snap. He looks, he fires, and it is caught for a touchdown, Jimmy Graham. Wide open is Tyler Lockett. Seattle's playing great football tonight. Eagles have blown a lot of opportunities.
What happened in that game was we missed a lot of opportunities. And I think it was one of those experiences that we all knew we got to tighten our stuff up.
He steps up. They've got him. They sling him down at the 50-yard line.
Pete Carroll does a good job getting those guys revved up. You know, obviously we made the playoffs, you know, the past 5 years, so must be doing something right.
We haven't felt like this in a long time. We haven't felt like it. It sucks. Now, where do we go? You're still a good football team. You're 10-2. We got another great opportunity next weekend to get back on track and to redeem ourselves as coaches and players. Everybody, and myself included, is involved in this thing. But you can't put that out on the field and expect to win. Not against good teams. It comes down, guys, you win it during the week. You win it during the week, okay? Preparation. Everybody. And we get this thing back on track.
It was fun. I mean, we had our fun, but ultimately it was a business trip, so we tried to block out as much distractions as we could. Playing in the, you know, in a baseball field, so you don't get to do that too many times in your life. Just the weather out there in California, it was beautiful. You know, not a lot of guys spend a lot of time on the West Coast, so it was a good environment for us and you know, good hospitality.
It was pretty cool. It was nice because it was a change of scenery, and it was like a breath of fresh air, just kind of going out, just seeing something different. It was something new. And, you know, we adapted to it well.
What's your why? Why you play this game, man? Huh? You trying to get some more money? You trying to do it for your kids? You trying to live a legacy? What you trying to do? Think about that every time, man. If it's about respect, that's what I play for every time, man. Right there, this team right there, man. This mean everything. I'ma show them why today. I'ma show them why today. Whatever you play this game for, think about it every snap, man. I promise you. If you think about it every snap, we're gonna walk away with the victory, man.
Things I've lost and love, fighting off those childhood fears, trying not to disappear. I work even harder to make my life better, be the best version of me that I can. I'll take all the best stuff, build something made of love. Trust in part of a big plan.
10-2 taking on 9-3. Wentz, touchdown 7. And what an answer from Philadelphia. Pass over the middle. It is caught for the touchdown. That's Trey Burton. Wentz to his right. Flag
a touchdown, but a flag thrown. Fourth and goal. Wentz, time runs out. Pass is to Jeffrey for the touchdown. And a new franchise record for Philadelphia's Carson Wentz. Well, nobody wants to see this. Carson Wentz is going off to get looked at in the locker room. He got hit hard when he ran.
The fact he's walking, you know, some might think that's a good sign. I'm not so sure.
Eagles are reporting it is a left knee injury. He is done for today. We do not know the severity of the knee injury.
Initially, I didn't think, you know, there was anything major wrong with Carson. Just said he was getting checked up on. And then when Nick came in the game, you know, Nick's a great quarterback, so I don't think anybody blinked.
Yeah. All right. Hey, cool. Let's do this. Hey, we've been here before.
Let's do it, man.
Right now, this game belongs to Nick Foles.
It felt good to clinch the division against the Rams. You know, it was something that we've been working towards all season. You know, we got it done out there, and I think that was big for us.
That whole day, we knew it was going to be a grind, but when we needed to, we made a couple plays at the end. I ended up scoring in that game, man. That was pretty cool, and it was a really good win for us, especially with Carson Wentz going out, and then Nick Foles came in. Man, it was really good to watch.
Championship teams find ways to win games like you just did on Sunday afternoon. And that's what you did. Bring a little juice today. Bring a little energy today. Because we're sitting here 11-2. Can I tell you this? If you after we win this game Sunday, after we win this game, you got a first round bye and a home playoff game after this game on Sunday. And then what a great Christmas gift. You win that game, everybody in the NFC has to roll through our house. Home sweet home, man. Home sweet home. I told you last week, everything's in front of you. And listen, I'm fired up about this because we got a great freaking opportunity right in front of us.
We done racked up 11 wins, man. Still no respect. Nope. And you know what I'm saying? Every time we face a little adversity, the doubt gets bigger. But all we do is rise up. We are who we are. This is bigger than one person. So what we gonna do, man?
Yeah.
We gonna get this home field advantage, and everybody in this league gotta come through us.
Usually, when you have an emotional win against a good team like the Rams, it's usually a letdown week. And you know, the Giants got off on us pretty quick.
Manning under center goes to Darkwa, and he's in.
He is
down the sideline. Goes Shepard to the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Sterling Shepard.
You know, offensively, we knew we had to score some points because they were doing some good things on their offense. So it was kind of a shootout. And Nick did a great job stepping up, playing real well, putting us in position to win the game.
Alshon Jeffrey, touchdown, base of the end zone. Foles delivers to Ertz.
But, you know, Nick did a good job of maintaining his presence. Everybody calmed down, and offense executed pretty well.
Foles looking, firing, wide open, touchdown!
They're warming their hands around the bonfire.
Foles fires, and it is caught! Aguilar, touchdown!
Oh, I love that!
You know, we all in this thing, and we don't want to let nothing slip. And that's, like, one of those little things that we talk about. We can't, like, you know, just count people out just because of their record. We got to know that, you know, everybody's going to be up for us. We got to come and give them our best game because we're going to get their best game.
And the game is over, and the Eagles have clinched the first round bye. It wasn't easy, but it feels good because they have come from behind and beaten the Giants 34-29.
Nick Foles, quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Thanks for joining me on the Nationwide Money Back Bus. This place is dying for a championship, man. These Philly fans, the tradition that they have here, the one thing they don't have is a championship. How exciting is that to be the quarterback of a team like this time of year?
I mean, it's the greatest place to play quarterback. I mean, the fans, you're not only going to get a lot of criticism, but they're also going to, they always have your back. I know that there's going to be criticism, but I also know that they bleed green and they love you. And that was a huge reason why coming back here.
I'm rooting for you. Good luck.
Thanks, John.
Great to see you, Nick.
Great seeing you. Merry Christmas.
Yep. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everyone, and welcome to Lincoln Financial Field, home of the NFC Eastern Division champion, Philadelphia Eagles.
You know, the last two games, at least offensively, we haven't really hit our stride and we're not having played the best. But, you know, against the Raiders, we were able to get home field advantage. We end up, you know, getting a win, which was big. But I still think that, you know, going now into the postseason, we got some things that we can clean up and we will.
What a wonderful season it has been, and it's not over. There is still a playoff game.
That's the beauty.
That's the beauty. You're absolutely right.
Well, the last three times I've been in the playoffs, it's been one and done. And honestly, that's unacceptable. We gotta be a lot better.
Since I've been here in 8 years, I've been to the playoffs twice. So it's cool to get back into the playoffs, and I'm just excited to see how emotional, you know, those games are, because, you know, being in the link, especially in the second round already, is going to be great.
There's nothing like playing in the link, especially playoff experience. You know, I've had one game there, and it was unbelievably loud. People get fired up, so it'll be the perfect storm for us, perfect situation, and, you know, right where we need to be, everything we dreamed of being, and, you know, just a wonderful opportunity for us.
I think this team can win it all, and that's, I think, what we expect to do. You know, there is nothing else. You know, Super Bowl or nothing.